Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After Hurricane Maria, many residents in Puerto Rico are turning to the Catholic Church for help. But the church has its own crisis at the moment, all the damage done to its churches and facilities. The Archbishop of San Juan is visiting Boston today asking for some help. And Bishop Roberto Gonzalez joins us now from St. Anthony Shrine in Boston. Good morning, Bishop, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, thank you for making this possible, and a greeting of peace and goodness to all.
Tell us, if you would, sir, about the state of churches in Puerto Rico and the damage facing churchgoers and church officials there.
Well, the state of churches varies. Some churches were affected, you know, very seriously, and others not. However, almost all churches were affected in one way or another. However, buildings can be repaired. And what concerns us above everything else is the welfare of people.
Let me ask a question specific to churches, if I might, sir. How many Catholic churches are there in Puerto Rico, and how many are so damaged right now that they're not able to keep their doors open?
Well, we have about 700 priests in Puerto Rico, so I would calculate that that really means about 700 churches, parishes. However, many parishes have mission chapels. So in the Archdiocese of San Juan, we would have about 100 mission chapels, and many of those areas are as large as or larger than some parishes. I would say that the Sunday after the hurricane, most churches opened their doors. However, very few people were able to go to the churches because it was just impossible to move around. There were so many fallen trees everywhere.
How much assistance and what kind of assistance have you been able to offer so far to your parishioners and the people of Puerto Rico who've turned to the Catholic Church for help?
We have served at least 50,000 families during these past almost 3 weeks. That's at our main office. And that's not counting people who've gone to parishes for assistance. So it's been continuous. It's been very intense, and it's very moving, very, very touching.
Let me ask you, what's the church's greatest need at this point in terms of the assistance that it's offering the people of Puerto Rico who are suffering after the hurricanes, and what sort of assistance are you hoping you might find here in Boston?
We need help in providing basics, water, food, medications. And we're in the process of setting up a distribution center only for medications. And I was already scheduled to come to St. Anthony Shrine for a fundraiser that the Franciscans are having. And for a moment, I thought maybe I should not make the trip because it's so soon after the hurricane. But then I thought, well, it's important to get the word out. And life goes on.
What do you want the people of Boston to know right now about the situation in Puerto Rico, facing Catholic churches there and the people who attend them?
To know that there is a great amount of human suffering. The hurricanes, especially Hurricane Maria, has uncovered an enormous amount of poverty. The devastation has made visible the huge amount of people who live in wooden homes with sink roofs, and the hurricane just pretty much flew away all of those roofs, and many of the walls, wooden fragile walls of people's homes. A Vietnam veteran said to me that when he walked out of his home after the hurricane, he thought he was in Vietnam.
Bishop Roberto Gonzalez, the Archbishop of the Catholic Diocese of San Juan, thank you so very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today, and very good luck to you, sir.
Well, thank you, and God bless all of you.
Bishop Gonzalez leads a special Mass today at St. Anthony's Shrine in downtown Boston.